The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
I frankly think the president's request is a sound one. I think there's a lot more that we need to be doing, but there's no reason for us not to do what the president asked us to do. If our goal here is to destroy ISIL, we've got to do more than train a few folks in Syria and train a few folks in Iraq and dropping bombs.
Crap. He knows they're going to approve it. However, a lot of Democrats, they were pretty vocal saying they weren't going to approve that $500 million funding for exactly what Boehner talked about there, arming Syrian rebels in particular to go up against ISIS. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Where else are we starting? The congressman from New York, Pete King, says, you know, we got to be concerned about this. We have to assume it's a threat. When people say there are no terror threats from ISIS, of course there were no terror threats to the United States from Al-Qaeda on September 10th either, back in 2001, that it's ridiculous to say that. He pointed out something that I agree with. He said, you think of the thousands of ISIS fighters, how many of them are carrying Western passports? Thousands of them, especially British nationals. There are a lot of Brits that are involved in this, to the dismay of the Prime Minister, David Cameron, who is beside himself upon hearing of the fate of David Haynes, the AIDS worker who was captured and then beheaded on video at the hands of somebody from England, presumably had a British accent. And they think they know who the guys are, just not saying. And they know it was part of the whole recruiting process. So here's where we're at. Let me get you caught up to speed in case you don't know. There's 40 countries involved, part of the coalition. The Arab nations want to be involved, although King Abdullah not happy, saying, are you kidding me with this arming the Free Syrian rebels? Is that a reliable partnership, by the way? Should we rule out so definitively the use of ground troops, U.S. ground troops? That was his big question. What are you, crazy, King? Why don't you put your ground troops in there? You're pretty close. Be easy. Just jump over that border. And there's no way ground troops go into Syria or go into Iraq unless the United States is directly attacked. And unfortunately for General Dempsey, whoops, Martin Dempsey, he said that very thing on Tuesday, when he was pressed, well, have you had these conversations? What if the United States was attacked? And he pretty much said, yes, that has been discussed, which, whoops, was a mistake, because then the reporters ran with it, asking the White House, well, are you saying, yeah, there's going to be troops on the ground if we're attacked? Is that what has already been discussed? You know those scenarios are played out. The what-if game is a wicked game in the war room. What if this happens and that happens and this happens and this domino falls? Of course they're talking about that. No matter what, we're carrying the water on this. We're carrying the brunt. It's on our backs. Not everybody is psyched, by the way, about having to do that. Move On, for example, you know the organization MoveOn.org, they're saying, why should we pump that $500 million in that direction? Why should we do that? I say we hold out. They got 10,000 signatures to do the same thing, to say, yeah, this isn't what we want to do. I don't think we should do that, because we're already paying too much. We're paying $300 a head for every hour of fighting that goes on. I mean, $300,000. That's coming out of our taxpayer money. And MoveOn.org says, well, what's the strategy here? What's the end game? So, okay, approve this money, and then what does that mean? I think it's right to question that. I think we should know it. But I'm going to agree with Boehner, and I don't agree with Boehner a lot, especially lately. I'm going to agree that, yeah, we might as well say, all right, to the $500 million, because, by the way, there is so much money that we have dumped into Iraq. Billions, billions that was stolen from us, that we lost. So now, at this time, we're not going to help. We're not going to put in the $500 million. Now, here's the problem. You start to go beyond that. I agree with the move on people in that sense. Where does it end? What is considered a success? Where do we say, yeah, you know what? The American taxpayers paid enough. We're done. Where do we say we're tired of this? We're saying we're stopping on this. The big mistake was, why not trust the Kurds? Why not trust the Kurds? Instead, we're sitting here with a question mark hovering over the Syrian rebels. And I think it's fair to question that, by the way. However, even though the sky is not falling on our heads right at this moment, I think it'd be naive to think, oh, we're completely safe. We do not have thick Jericho walls around our borders. This is not a situation where we're part of the movie Divergent and we've got armed guards patrolling and drones that will immediately take someone out should they be the wrong kind trying to assimilate here in the United States. I mean, idiotic, right? Of course not. We don't know what the terror threat is, right? We don't know that for sure. We know that luckily we have some great intelligence and some things have been thwarted. But I say after the $500 million, these already targeted airstrikes, there has got to be a cutoff point. Because we can't keep doing this over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. We can't do that. And these countries have to stand on their own. Iraq, for goodness sake, that was the idea. We help them militarily. We help them with their police force. And if Nouri al-Maliki ran the thing into the ground, whose fault is that? Whose fault was that? So here's the other part of this. How much is it fear-mongering when we talk about the possibility of what could happen in the United States? Something happens, all bets are off. People go crazy, and then who knows? Remember what happened last time. Because we haven't had to weather that. We're not living in the Middle East where our people are human shields for terrorists, right? We're not living in these Iraqi villages where people are throwing stuff on their back and running for their lives because a group of 20-something Islamic jihadists, the jihadists, are demanding that they do what they say, or they're killing them. Or doing something equally horrific, torturing them, whatever. So therein lies the rub. $500 million. The United States is hooked in. There's no way. They're going to vote for it. It would be shocking if it didn't go through. It'd be shocking. Stay with us. Adrian Peterson, might not be playing with the Vikings, it's looking like, this upcoming weekend. Why? We'll tell you next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Get beside me, I want you to love me.
We have some interesting news to talk about when it comes to Adrian Peterson, part of the whole domestic violence conversation that is raging all over this country, in your backyard, mine, every nook and cranny. Because it's not just about football anymore. It's about what is the NFL doing and this big change that we're seeing. Had a lot of sponsors, a lot of NFL sponsors saying they're not happy with the NFL and the way they're handling Ray Rice, the Ray Rice thing, what happened there, and then lumping on Adrian Peterson's deal with his son. He faces felony charges of child abuse. He used a switch on his 4-year-old, and the pictures show that there was blood from some of the areas where he had hit him, and then there's some accusations about other things from his past, in particular with another child who was young. He was about 4 years old. And, Matt, you were just saying a really good NFL source for Fox, Jay Glazer, tweeted out something pretty interesting, and this cat is connected. He has his ear to the ground and lots of deep connections rooted in the front office and with the various teams. And what did he tweet out about Peterson?
He's been placed on the commissioner's exempt list, and that means he's basically shelved until further notice, and he's required to stay away from the team until the situation gets settled. So he definitely isn't playing this weekend. It's an open-ended thing. You don't know if this is going to be an all-year thing, if it's a couple-week thing. I definitely feel that the corporate sponsors backing out had everything to do with this.
Yeah.
And Yeah, so I don't know. He's not playing. The Vikings reverse course, and it's an indefinite leave of absence, I guess.
Yeah, and what's crazy there, too, is obviously it's a story about him that's disconcerting and all of that kind of thing. But also, just from purely a team point of view, that's like a wild roller coaster ride for all the other players and then the fans, especially after there was the big push for the stadium. They just did the groundbreaking deal, and everybody's excited about the Vikings. Can't be very excited about this. This takes the wind out of their season, definitely.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, I mean, AP was a big champion of trying to get the stadium, too, you know. He was coming down to rallies and things like that, so he had a big part with getting the stadium approved, and now the team is definitely distancing themselves away from him for the time being.
Well, and here's the thing, too. We saw with Ray Rice, people were wearing his jerseys in the last game, the number 27. For Adrian Peterson, Nike has decided to pull, they already have, pulled all of their merchandise out of their stores in the Twin Cities area. So any of the people who are in that area cannot get his jersey. They're done. They pulled them all out, and they're not looking for any time soon to put them back into the store. So this goes along with the same thing that we're saying. When you have the sponsorship money or things connected to the player specifically, connected to the team, connected to the league, and there is the pressure because especially when we're talking about league sponsors, but any of these sponsors, league sponsors like Anheuser-Busch, very upset. And $200 million is a lot of money. And for any of those NFL owners, it's, you know, they're blinking. They're concerned about that. It is just ugly all the way around. And if that wasn't enough, so you have the situation with Ray Rice, who, by the way, is appealing, which that's not a surprise. You have the situation with Adrian Peterson, and this all goes to violence and domestic violence and all of that. Then you also have on top of it from the world of sports, and I say this all the time because it's like you can't be open mouth and completely shocked. Sports is like society, and you're going to find all elements in the sports world like you find on the street, like you find in companies, places you work, schools, whatever. There are going to be those elements. However, when you're on the big stage, when you are a public persona, and when you sign contracts with moral clauses in it, yeah, you're in trouble. Now, three-time NASCAR champ Tony Stewart, if you remember what happened in August, caused the death of a fellow driver at a Sprint Cup race in upstate New York. Now it's going to be up, his fate is going to be up to a grand jury. Some maybe were surprised by this, but I don't think it's surprising. Of course, they're going to look into it. You know, this is Stewart's car struck and killed Kevin Ward Jr. I mean, boom, that was it. He got out of the car and it looked like, I mean, who knows? Like, was he trying to scare him? Whatever. He went crazy and went toward him. I don't think he meant to plow him down, but it happened. And there is evidence to look at. They've decided they're going to let the grand jury do that. And what specifically happened, if you don't know the story, is Ward had spun while racing alongside Stewart's car in this race. And the 20-year-old, because he was so young, Ward, he jumps out of his car, walks down the track. He's waving his arms, really waving them pretty big, in an attempt to confront Tony Stewart, and that's when his car hit him. His car came up to him, hit him, but he is in the middle of the track. So what was said ultimately is, reviewing the entire information, there was a determination that we could submit this evidence to a grand jury for them to decide what action should be taken. Now, grand juries take some time, so this isn't going to happen overnight. This is going to go on further. Stewart could be charged, however, with second-degree manslaughter under New York law if prosecutors believe he recklessly, and that might not be tough to go after, recklessly caused the death of another person, with negligent homicide another possibility. The sheriff asked for after the ward's death, asked for all the spectators, because there were people right on top of the situation, of course, taking pictures and video and everything else. The sheriff asked for spectators to turn photos and over photos and videos of the crash, because they were trying to reconstruct the accident that happened so quickly. They were looking at, was there dim lighting? How muddy was it? Was Ward's fire suit? It was pretty dark. Did it play a role in this whole thing? And they said they included a forensic video enhancement from the state police. And, you know, NASCAR, after Ward's death, announced a rule, because they don't want this to happen again, that will not allow the drivers, because this, even Tony Stewart has done this in the past, has a new rule. You cannot climb out of a crashed or disabled car unless it is on fire until safety people get there. And Stewart is a popular driver. He's been around for a while. This is a huge story. I mean, just a huge, huge story as to whether or not this grand jury is going to push this forward, or else it stops. May decide there's not enough to press him on that, to charge him with that. And they just, remember, the whole idea is you look at the evidence, and where does that evidence take you? Does it take you on the journey to say, oh, yeah, this is manslaughter. Manslaughter. So I have a feeling that among all the things that we're talking about here, so much emanating out of our taxpayer dough and what's paying for, should we pay for the $500 million for the situation in Iraq and to try to stop ISIS and continue pushing forward with the coalition based on some of the things that have happened. Sports is also occupying a lot of the convo, and it's not just about sports. It's just sports fan or not sports fan. It's the off-the-field things that have happened, like the Adrian Peterson situation where the Vikings say that he has to stay away from the team until the child abuse case is resolved, which makes sense. And initially they went in this direction, but now because of the pressure of the sponsors, as Matt and I were talking about at the top of this segment, that just makes it all the more that they have to do that. You know, you even had Fran Tarkington, one of the all-time Viking greats, who said he was embarrassed by the decision to reinstate Peterson. Said he was embarrassed, that he couldn't believe that that happened. Then the Minnesota governor saying that he should have stayed suspended. And now that happens. Just one day later, boom, that's it, suspended. And we'll see if he ends up playing ever again for the Vikings, or this is the end of the road for him as well. All right, perfect setup for our next segment to get you ready for Nail the Score. Yep, we're talking to our man Brandon Lang, about the NFL. A couple of games that look pretty interesting. Hang with us.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Like a rainbow, she's just a look. Heavenly vibe, cause heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a color, a loving is a wild dog. She's got the look. She's got the look. She's got the look. What in the world can make this brown eyed girl from me?
Once again, we got to pick the brain of Brandon Lang so we can figure out what's happening this week in the NFL with Nail the Score coming up. Brandon, how are you? Where are you?
Listen, I'm on a rooftop bar at the Dream Hotel in Manhattan, New York, overlooking the skyline, sipping a cocktail, saying to myself, what's so important in sports that Kate wants to talk to me tonight? So I'm like, you know, I'm coming right on air. I'm three cocktails in. And Kate wants to talk. You know what? I wouldn't do this for anybody, but Kate Delaney is my girl, so whatever we got to talk about, let's go.
All right, so of course, we have to examine week 3 because we are now in the thick of this and we have some teams in trouble and we have some teams that are soaring. So let me ask you this. The Eagles, they caught a break against the Colts, but still they're 2-0. They're taking on the Redskins. This team for real? Philly's given up 6.5 at home against the Skins.
Did everything I just say we're recording? You're criminal.
I'm not criminal.
We're talking off the record, and yet
I'm not criminal. Wait, you
hey,
have to
Delaney
tell him.
Fans out there, you know you love Brandon Lang. You know, the poor guy. Whether we win, whether we lose, you got to admit, he is the most exciting sports handicapper in the country, and he lives the life that we all want to live. Coming to you live from the Dream Hotel in Manhattan, New York, on a Tuesday night, overlooking the skyline on my third vodka cranberry with a splash of grapefruit, Grey Goose Kettle One. What's my choice? It's always the Grey Goose. Now let's talk about Philadelphia and Washington. Kirk Cousins in at quarterback comes in and does the job as the Redskins get the monster cover over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Are they for real? They go on the road to face the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm sorry, Kirk Cousins or RG3, it does not matter. Yes, I didn't have Philly on Monday night. I didn't have Indy on Monday night. Brandon Lang had the over on Monday night, and he got it with Philadelphia and Indy. So I'm going to ride Philadelphia minus the points. I just think they're due for a breakout game, and coming back home facing Kirk Cousins in Philadelphia, I just think that Philadelphia's got too much on the offensive end. They pull away and win big.
I love it. I'm with you on that one. Absolutely. How about the Saints? They come marching home. They're 0-2, and the Vikings have massive problems publicity-wise and everything else in between. And, you know, New Orleans has given up 9.5, but is there a good chance they cover that?
You know, I wouldn't mess with the 9.5. I think over the posted total is going to be a play there. The Saints need to get off the snide. And how stupid do the New Orleans Saints look for letting Sproles get away? It never ceases to amaze me how teams let certain guys that fit what they do so perfectly. And New Orleans is one of those teams with Darren Sproles. So I won't mess with the 9.5 number. Think about this, that whenever you win a 9.5 in the NFL, you got to be up 17-20 to cover that 9.5. Castle, that offense, Peterson coming back after the branch, the this, the that, the you, the me, the then, the how. I just think that's too big a number to mess with from a point spread standpoint. But I think we're going to see some points in New Orleans on Sunday.
All right, I like that. I like the big number, like you said, instead. Great explanation, too. You don't want to touch a really, really big one. All right, how about the Cowboys on the road against the Rams? I asked this one because there's a lot of people that like to play the Cowboys, and it's just two that they're giving up.
You know, people want to crucify me for taking Dallas +5 week 1 at home over San Francisco. Well, how good does that play right now? That San Francisco loses at home to Chicago and Dallas goes on the road and beats Tennessee. I can't help it if Tony Romo decided to throw a run pass in the upper deck, the second pass into the running back fumbles at his own 20, and Romo decides to throw the third pass back to his house somewhere in Plano, Texas. 4 turnovers, burials, this and that, and Dallas shows up the next week as a 3.5-point underdog. So you know what? I would love to give out that pick, but as gun-shy as I am with Tony Romo and Dallas, I just have to leave them alone for a few more weeks because I'm still stinging from the week 1 abomination of Tony Romo.
I like that, the abomination. All right, so how about the jumping across? You got the Bills hosting the Chargers. The Bills, man, they look pretty good, and they're only giving up 2.5. The over-under, though, 44. Would you make a play on this one?
All good things must come to an end. And ladies and gentlemen, for the Buffalo Bills, all good things must come to an end. You go on the road and beat Chicago. You beat the Miami Dolphins in a flat spot. And now you're laying points to the San Diego Chargers, who are a point spread covering machine as an underdog. I will take Philip Crimea Rivers plus the points over Buffalo as the Bills go to 2-1.
Oh, I like it. I like Crimea River, too, absolutely. The Bengals, 2-0, another one of those teams. They're at home. They're hosting the Titans. They got to give up 7, but the over-under is right now 43.5.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm sitting at this bar in Manhattan. A girl just walked right in front of me, and I got to tell you, if looking good were a crime, she'd be on death row. She's that hot. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. She is so hot. I'm married, and I would never, ever, but if I were to cheat on my wife, she'd be the one right there. If looking good were a crime, you'd be on death row. For any of you single guys out there who are looking to meet a girl, just remember, use that line. If looking good were a crime, you'd be on death row. Now, with all that being said, give a little pickup line from B. Lang, BrandonLang.com. I got pickup lines for you there as well. But listen, the right side of this game is the Cincinnati Bengals minus the points. Last year, they were 8-0 straight up and against the spread at home. Yeah, Andy Dalton, they got beat, no problem. But in the regular season, with the blowout win last week, right, where they just blew out the Atlanta Falcons, they've covered 9 straight at home in the regular season. I'm not about to buck that trend on Sunday.
All right, don't buck the trend there. The Patriots, you want to talk about a ridiculous number based on what you were saying before. The Patriots are giving up 14.5, but the over-under is 47. They're hosting the Raiders.
Well, bottom line, you don't need me to tell you to lay 14.5, the New England Patriots. I mean, it's one of those situations where, you know, Brady only threw for .177 last week and they won by 20.
Right.
So if you play it, you play the Patriots. If not, you stay away. I think with where Oakland is right now as a football team, I don't think I would trust $100 out of your pocketbook on the Raiders right now. But they did figure out a way to cover the number against the Jets. It wouldn't surprise me if they figured out a way to cover that number. With that being said, I need to watch New England for another week.
Yep. All right. So stay away. I like it. How about how about one of the later games, the Broncos and the Seahawks, the rematch of the Super Bowl, the Seahawks hosting the Broncos.
I'm still walking bow-legged down Broadway in Manhattan from the absolute you-know-what from the Broncos in the Super Bowl. So to get me to touch a side, not going to happen. I'm going to step back, and here's what I want to see. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is therapy for me. And it's probably not good to call me after I'm a couple of cocktails in Manhattan, chilling out with a couple of a couple business partners, hanging out. But here's what I want to see. I want to see go back on the first series and get absolutely hammered, carried out on a stretcher, and see you, Peyton, for his absolute impossible. That's what I want to see. Now, that out of the way, I think we I do think Denver is going to be able, as you saw with San Diego, Rivers moved the ball up and down the field. They put up 30 on them. I think Denver's going to get to 21-24. I think Seattle's going to get to 28-30. I think you're going to have to sweat a backdoor if you have them in that game. I think over the post, a total of 48.
All right, I like it. 48. Last one so you can get back to your boys. The Jets hosting the Bears on Monday night. I think that's going to be a fun game, but I don't know. Maybe this is one just to watch. What do you think?
I like what I saw from the Jets last week. And granted, they did improve against Aaron Rodgers, and I think people may be jumping on the Chicago bandwagon after the win at San Francisco, but I think that win at San Francisco was more of the improvement of Kaepernick than the Chicago Bears winning that football game. Jay Cutler on the road against a good defense. I think the Jets are in a good spot minus a very good value number. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do, but right now on a Tuesday in Manhattan, in Jets country, seeing the Jets in the skyline, the lights of Manhattan. Oh, my God, there goes an unbelievable supermodel, 6'1" and a Jets jersey. No, I'm just kidding. I would say that the Jets are the right side of the game right now. But, again, it's Tuesday. I still got 5 more days to the line moves. But I still think the Jets are the right side of the game.
All right, the Jets, BrandonLang.com. Enjoy the rest of it. Thanks so much for hopping on with us.
Hey, Susan and Kate, listen. Whatever you need me to do, I'm here for you.
All right. I love it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Kate. Talk to you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
Here on this edition of America Tonight. So we talked about ISIS at the top. Another big topic that affects all of us in this country is the scare, I think, that the government's concerned about Ebola. Not really necessarily thrown in our faces, but you're not sending the amount of troops that they sent to help fight the outbreak if there isn't a big concern. There's got to be something we don't know. 3,000 U.S. personnel in West Africa. Obama asking Congress to approve 88 million more to fight it. The doctor who survived Ebola said it's like fire straight from the pit of hell. And it is. I mean, the survival rate for Ebola typically is not great. So why are we there? Not just to lend a helping hand. I think there's massive concern over it. Here's what USAID is going to do. They're going to give 400,000 treatment kits with sanitizer and protective things like gloves to families to help protect their own safety when they care for sick relatives, because that's what happened with the situation with the doctor who was infected and the other worker who was infected, and all the Americans, like Dr. Ken Brantley, who urged Congress to push for the extra money to fight the outbreak because he saw, I mean, he lived it. He almost didn't survive what happened. So he met with the Prez, told him about, you know, what it was like, and then here's this push now to do something about it. With the amount of people, 5,000 plus, that have come down with Ebola, but the scariest thing in all of this is the thing that I kept saying, oh, thank goodness this isn't what we have to worry about. Because when people, there were people talking about, oh, don't bring anyone into the United States. Look what's happened in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. They were smashed the hardest by Ebola. They're overwhelmed. There's towns that are like ghost towns. And it's bad. I mean, the number is just exploding. You've got men and women and kids that are waiting to just die. I mean, that's what's happening. Most of them are dying from it. But yeah, then you could say, well, that's in Africa, that's not here. With flight, travel, people being infected, at least I thought it would have to be transferred through blood or accidental contact with fluids. Oh, no. Now they're saying they're worried that that this virus could mutate. So what happens when the virus mutates? Somebody coughs, they sit next to you on a plane, they sneeze, they've got Ebola, they don't know it, that's it. And you have no clue. When it's airborne, it's doubly deadly, maybe triple deadly. It's a huge threat. So before it was, oh, well, you know, there's some myths associated with this, and it's in Africa, and of course, you know, we're trying to help, and this is a terrible, terrible thing. Now, I think the worry is that it also could come closer to home. Okay, yeah, let's help the people, because we've got to do something so they're not infecting each other as they're treating each other. But the fact that this can be transferred, mutate, and be transferred airborne-wise, oh, no, that's deadly. That's deadly. And if the Centers for Disease Control and the World Health Organization, they're all over this thing, and we put that many people in the air, down there, etc., oh, yeah, they're worried. There's an emergency meeting at the UN Security Council to come up with how they can respond to maximize the Ebola crisis, how they can, the response can be that much bigger. And the White House is bringing in more countries to talk about future health threats. So this is serious. This isn't about, okay, I'm going on the Hill and I'm testifying and look, I'm a miracle, I survived it. You know, Kent Brantley, this doctor. No, this is, if we're worried about entire nations being wiped out, we got to do it, because if it mutates, then it's really dangerous. I mean, it's the likelihood that it could mutate where it threatens the United States might be low, but it's not impossible. And the risk of one in the United States, if it were to happen, would be, of course, a disaster. Finding where it spread, where what led to it, its flight crews, the people on the planes, how do you know you have it, you know. This is more than a threat to really to West Africa at this point. So they got to stop it. They have to stop it with everything possible. They got to stop this thing. And then here's what you realize. Whenever you get rain mixed into this, it's just like the malaria thing. Food is a problem. Who's touching the food? So the consequences could be enormous. Enormous when it comes to Ebola. I mean, we have to be on top of this. I don't think there's a problem between Democrats and Republicans or anybody from whatever political background, ideology, disagreeing on, okay, if we're kicking some money this way, we're kicking some money that way. We have to take the, we might as well take the lead in this. And there'd be one thing that I would be worried about. Huge. Huge, 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 huge. I can't say it enough. And there's no way we send that many people if we're not concerned about shutting it down, moving, mobilizing, doing anything possible to make it a reality. Just doing it. Just getting it done. Crazy. All right, and bopping around, too, in a couple of other areas, as we sometimes do at the end with a few nuggets, like I like to call it. The buzz in the backyard, certainly Ebola, ISIS, all the things that were previously mentioned. But here's something else, some more food for thought. I mean, have we become such a crazed nation when it comes to this whole selfie thing? And look, I get it. You know, I think I took some selfies before they were even called selfies, just to get something in the background. But isn't there a line somewhere? You have Joan Rivers having a heart attack, and a doctor allegedly is taking a selfie with her in the background. She's being anesthetized, and that's someone in the clinic said, oh yeah, the doctor took a picture of her. Really? I mean, isn't there a limit to what someone's privacy? Isn't there a limit to doing that somewhere? This was a clinic. I mean, this woman died. Forget that she's famous and all that other stuff. But would you want to go to the doctors and be sitting there with the little sheet wrapped around you and there's a chance that they're taking a selfie? Oh, please. And they did this biopsy that they had to do on her, I guess, that they decided they had to do on her, without her consent. Then she gets a heart attack. She has a cardiac arrest at the clinic because of maybe the unauthorized procedure, and dies a week later. So the doctor who took the selfie did it with Rivers while she was under anesthesia. Now, if she had survived that, if she had lived, oh, lawsuit. That clinic's done. And there's just no way. You can't do that. But what happened is, she didn't survive a procedure that a lot of people have done. Pretty much what was happening with her as they were looking at her vocal cords is they put a camera down your throat. They insert a camera down your throat so they can diagnose what it is. A hoarse voice. Sometimes somebody has some kind of a tumor, or they think they have a tumor, or something else is going on. Boy, that'll scare you, won't it? Awful. If they really can prove some of this, I think her family should go after that clinic. What do you think? You can always send me your 2 cents, 24/7, AmericaTonight.net.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer.
at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.